Oh, holy f***. Oh.
That's skier Devin Calvin watching another skier trigger an avalanche on Mount Ben Stewart on Douglas Island last Sunday. Calvin recounted his experience on the Coastal Alaska Avalanche Center website and included a video that was also posted to YouTube. He skied down that same path earlier on that sunny day. An hour later, he was watching three other skiers come down when one triggered an avalanche that was estimated at 150 feet wide. It ran for at least 500 feet. Calvin watched the third skier appear to hold his own and not get carried down the slope, but in what is probably an understatement, Calvin ends his report by writing, "I'm a little rattled." The Coastal Alaska Avalanche Center says they saw evidence of at least four different avalanches off of Mount Ben Stewart on Sunday morning. Sea Dogs, or Southeast Alaska Dogs Organized for Ground Search, says they planned on doing training exercises at Eagle Crest on Sunday, but because of what happened, they paused their training and stood by in case they had to quickly get to an avalanche scene and do a real rescue. Tom Matisse, CBJ's urban avalanche forecaster and emergency programs manager, says there was considerable avalanche danger on that day, and it had been that way for several days.
And people get kind of complacent, and then the sun comes out, and it's, today's my day, I'm going to go up there. Considerable danger is not low danger, and it's not no danger. It just means that natural avalanches are less likely.
Human-triggered avalanches are still very likely, and Matisse says most fatalities actually occur at the considerable danger level. Dave Scanlon, Eagle Crest Ski Area General Manager, says their ski patrol does avalanche mitigation every morning before they open to the public, ranging from doing ski cuts to release thin snow layers to dropping explosive charges. But that is only within the ski area. Scanlon says they can't control what anyone does outside of their boundaries.
A lot of the backcountry ski enthusiasts will come up to the parking lot and will leave the parking lot and hike up towards Mount Ben Stewart or Mount Troy, both on neighboring state land.
Scanlon also worries about people coming up when the ski area is closed and the ski patrol hasn't had a chance to go out after a big snowfall.
It's easy to get complacent and not realize the hazards that exist just within the average ski area boundaries. So when people are hiking up the slopes on our closed days, the risk for avalanches is still very much present.
Last weekend, Matisse says avalanche control measures on Gatineau Peak brought down enough to cover Thane Road with snow 15 feet deep and 100 feet wide. There were also small slides at the bottom of the Barrons Avenue avalanche path, but no activity higher up on Mount Juno.
This is the warmest period we've had in quite some time with the temperatures, as well as having more than an inch of rain each day, or right at an inch of rain each day. So we're seeing a lot of loading during a warm period with significant wind, and we're back to high danger.
The urban avalanche danger is now back down to considerable, but Matisse says the snow layer featuring the deep, persistent slab from last month likely still exists throughout the region. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.